All right, guys, Cheapy and Ship back with you. The show is over. E3 is done. So here is some of the last stuff that we saw today for the most part. Square Enix.
Square Enix has a lot of good stuff for the Western market. Tomb Raider, I like that a lot. I thought they're doing a very good job of updating it. My voice is gone, by the way. But it looks ridiculously good, like graphically. I like the... they're taking it in a slightly different direction. They showed the same thing that they showed during the Microsoft press conference where she's escaping from the cave, but then they also showed a secondary mission where she had to like fight some wolves off as they were trying to eat her, and it was pretty like hectic looking the way they were on top of her and she was viciously stabbing them with a knife. I know you were asleep during that part, but it was good, trust me.
Right. I was sitting on the floor. Well, so was Shipwreck, but I couldn't see. There was a guy in front of me, so I figured I might as well just go to sleep. They said that they hired a cinematographer while they were making that game, and you can really tell everything about the game looks like it's real out of a big-budget movie. Really impressive, even though I fell asleep. But, we also saw Dead Island.
Yeah, we got to play Dead Island for at least a half hour of the multiplayer.
Yeah, the co-op.
Yeah, yeah, four-player co-op multiplayer. A lot different than what Left 4 Dead is.
It's Left 4 Dead, but with a focus on melee weapons, I think.
And upgrading, and like there's an economy where you buy stuff, and the four different characters have different skills. One of them's good at like throwing weapons at people. One of them's good like with guns.
Right, right. So you want to be trading weapons with them and making sure that they get what they're good at. It seemed pretty cool, better, maybe a little better than I thought, but I'm not necessarily sure if it's for me or not.
Yeah, it definitely is a cool idea. The graphics are interesting. When the enemies come up to you, the melee is a little bit, like, it's not all that satisfying. Like sometimes you're swinging and missing a lot, it seems like.
Right, you're not really, yeah, the animation of you hitting the enemy is not so clear, really, of what's happening.
Yeah, maybe they needed, like, a lock-on or something.
Maybe, yeah.
Something seems a little bit loose about it still. But I still think it's going to be fun. It might be better as a single-player experience.
Yeah, I wish we got to try that. But we also got to check out Hitman, which is a game that I was really looking forward to. The demo was pretty stealthy. They played it through a pretty stealthy mission. The graphics look awesome, I thought, like really good. Even though they said it's not coming out till next year, I don't know. I like Hitman. I'm looking forward to it. Things got pretty hectic towards the end of the demo. We got our hands on the Wii U.
We had another game at Square Enix still. Deus Ex.
Oh, Deus Ex. You know what?
It was so stealthy that you forgot about it completely.
I was a little disappointed in Deus Ex. It's just everything in the environment seemed to be a box of some sort. Like, everything seemed really boxy and sort of uninteresting. Like, the warehouse thing has been done pretty much to death. Like, killing people inside a warehouse or doing anything inside a warehouse doesn't make for great demo material for a trade show.
Yeah, the whole thing looked a little bit dated. Like it was a very gray, futuristic environment with character models that weren't like as detailed as something you'd see in Mass Effect, or
you look out the window and it looks great. Like when you're playing the game and you look out the window and you see the city, you're like, "Wow, that looks cool." But the room that you're in,
yeah, it was not all that exciting. So maybe it was just a bad demo,
right?
But yeah, that
a little disappointed.
A little disappointed in Deus Ex.
Then we got to put our hands on the Wii U controller. That's all we did was put our hands on it.
My hands did not like it.
My hands could tell that this would not be comfortable for any extended period of time, using like the standard controllers. It just, I think like your thumbs are too forward and the triggers are too far down and below your thumbs, maybe?
It made me almost like want to twist my wrists inward into an unnatural... inward and up into an unnatural position. And the build of it, it feels like it's the same kind of plastic the Wiimotes are made out of. So I don't know if it's... That's always felt a little bit cheap to me, the Wiimote plastic. I don't know. It didn't feel all that good.
I don't think that was a surprise, though.
No. We didn't see any games on it or anything.
Right. So we're out of time for this boo. We'll do another one.